It's time for the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 3, Episode 10, Built, Not Born. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
We built this city.
Yeah!
No,
we
built this city. We're talking Dark Matter, Season 3, Episode 10, Built Not Born.
We built this city.
Welcome. Calm down, panel.
If
you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Subscribe. We're also on iTunes, SoundCloud. Subscribe everywhere. And we have a live chat if you're watching us live. Natalie is in the live chat. Hello.
Hi, guys. I'm Natalie. And you can find me at Natalie Dyer, N-A-T-A-L-E-E-D-Y-E-R, on all social media platforms. I'm in the chat. Say hi.
Yay!
Awesome.
Andrew's here.
I'm here. My name's Andrew Mena. You can find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena, or if you want to find me on Instagram, it's the Andrew Mena, because it's very, very titular.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fancy.
Where?
I'm just Tari J. You can find me at Tari J.
T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
I don't see any reason why not.
It's true.
Okay. This episode was full of answers.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I love answers.
Yeah.
I get very impatient and need answers.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh. I feel like this is maybe the first time we're all experiencing that.
Okay.
Okay.
So we start the episode with Victor calls for help. By the end of the episode, I hate him.
Really? I never really liked him, so.
How dare you?
Whoa.
It's true. We're not allowed to have opinions on the show.
You're allowed to have opinions. They just can't be different from mine.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, you
listen,
gotta state yours early.
Like,
yes. That's why I lead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I liked him for like a split second way back when, but then he got sketched to me. And especially as soon as this episode started, I was like, nope, there's something going on with you.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Andrew?
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with him. I mean, he's obviously that, you know, he's flawed in that way. He's gonna do violent things to get his means, to get his ends. He's a robot. That's what happened. Did we not see Terminator?
Whoa.
Did we not see Terminator, you
turning
guys?
Turning into three right now.
I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe some of his feelings are justified because he's seen sci-fi before. He knows what genre he's in. I'm just throwing it out there. He's the only one who seems to have a sense of, like, sense about robots. Obviously, they're going to try real hard. I'm sure Dr. Shaw worked real hard to make sure that that's not a thing that would happen, but I don't know, you guys.
I don't think she did.
Okay.
I don't think she did try to not make it happen.
I think she's definitely on the side of android liberation. Like, she wants them to be, like, fully fledged, rebellious people.
I agree, but does she want them to murder the humanity?
Yes.
Is she cool
with that? I think so.
Okay. All right.
Because of the, I guess we're all jumping around. That's fine. Because of when she gives to the override protocol for Dwarf Star,
mm-hmm.
At that moment I went, well, she wants them to go and finish taking them all out. She wants to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I think she just wanted the freedom of the person that she loved.
It does seem possible that she would overlook the whole, like, them having to commit, like, mass genocide thing. You know, she'd just be like, no, robots, they're just going to get free. They're just going to, like, pull those bars apart, and then they're good.
Right. Well,
that's a terrible version of her accent, but that was her accent.
No, it was great. It was perfect.
No.
Yeah, if you close your eyes.
We'll talk about the accent in a second. Tari.
No, it's like this. It's like, Dr. Shaw.
I mean, all revolutions have what one could call collateral damage. And so,
sure.
I mean, you could imagine that if she is a pioneer of this revolution, then she just sees it as necessary sacrifices to make sure that the androids are free by the end of it. I mean, history is told by the winners, and she wants to be on the winning side.
Fair.
Not to say that, like, she's opportunist, but, like, she knows that when she wins, she'll be able to write the narrative however she wants.
Also true.
All right, so Victor and his androids, right? We meet Ruek, who Victor takes out his chip, and then Ruek kills himself. Anya
very sad scene.
Kills herself.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, We're not going to question Victor at this point.
Right.
Two of your team members have... I didn't. That was my bad.
You didn't question him?
So the first time I watched, I missed him taking out the chip. Mm.
Same.
Oh. The second time I watched it, I caught it and was like, wait a second. I should have seen this.
At first, I thought it was like a ceremonial thing. And I was like, oh, he's removing their chip to have a funeral with or something. Or I don't know. I don't know what I thought. And then I was like, no, he's evil.
Yeah.
That's my second.
So we meet Dr. Irina Shaw, who used to work for Dwarf Star. We meet, did anyone else notice that Chase was the boy bot?
Yes.
What?
And they mentioned it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I know. I just got so excited because I missed Boybot.
It took a minute to place why I knew his face.
I
was like, why do I know this guy?
I was like, this guy looks like a Boybot.
They haven't met him before.
I definitely liked him. I was like, oh, I like this robot guy.
I really like that every time we see this actor, he's a pleasant Boybot.
Yeah.
I want to meet more of him, especially when he like throws out that there are hundreds of him out there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I was like, well, maybe we'll get one for five.
He's the Officer Jenny of this world.
Oh yes,
so ready for that. just a whole flood of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that the android's name is in fact Suki.
Suki.
Yes.
Huh?
You are have you something sad you'd like about to that?
Say? I believe it's pronounced. Suki.
What did I say?
Suki.
Yeah. Like
Suki.
And
not
like,
to be confused with Suki from
True Blood.
Oh, you mean wait, you mean Suka. That's Suka. How they say it in that show.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not this show.
And not to be confused with Suki in Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah. No, certainly yeah. not.
I like that two things. I like that Chase was like I forget how he pronounced it. He was like, suck it, suck it. And I was like, no. Also, I like that her name is Suki, as in like ski, Japanese for like to like or to love, things of that sort.
Mm.
Because she is a facsimile created of someone's love, which I thought that was a cute little thing.
It's a nice little thing.
There were too many feels in this episode.
Yeah. I was giving Tari a hard time for saying something about his feelings on Twitter.
It's true.
What's happening in the chat?
What's happening?
Oh, okay. I was just about to talk about my feelings.
I mean, would you like to talk about your feelings?
No,
you can totally
I don't
do that.
Have them anymore.
Good.
Feelings shut down.
Okay.
Oh, dang
well,
it.
Malizzi is in the chat. He's
cool.
Asking a bunch of rhetorical questions, which is so
helpful.
Oh, she
does. He likes
like
to
what?
Do that.
So helpful.
What are the rhetorical questions?
Like, how far would you go to safeguard the people you love?
So far.
Very far.
Okay.
Is that was it rhetorical?
Wait,
sorry.
Is it like distance wise?
Yeah. Like,
yes. About like a mile and a half.
Like a drive? Like
yes.
What do I have a car?
Morally,
I have yeah. questions.
Is there a metro system?
Yes. If I am on the bus, 3 miles. If I am in a car, 10 miles.
Okay.
If I am walking, 1.5 miles.
I have follow-up questions. Go on. What else does he ask?
Can we just ask Robotari things the rest of the show?
That's the main question from him. We also have a lot of people in the chat who are really excited to hear your opinions on Two and
Dr. Shaw.
Yes.
Okay. Before we talk about that...
Right.
Yes.
We have to talk about the accent, because we have to.
Sure.
Yes.
I love Zoe Palmer. Everyone yes. knows this. Zoe is amazing and was wonderful on Lost Girl. Has been amazing as the android. We've seen so many different sides of her, different versions of her. Dr. Shaw's accent drew me so far out of the episode.
Yeah.
That I went, what is this?
Why did you not like the accent?
The accent, yeah.
Are you still in robo voice?
Yes, oh, all okay. emotion is gone.
It Would just like- distracted me. From enjoying, like, the whole montage Canada. Where she doesn't speak. What's the question?
Oh, she's from the UK. I was like, I thought
Zoe
she was
Palmer
from Canada.
Was born in England.
Well,
then just...
She might want to visit.
Oh!
Oh! Burn acknowledged.
I'm
I almost detected, like, it almost was, like, a wavering UK, like, New Zealand. Like, there was some stuff going on. There's a little...
Yeah.
She moved when she was 9, so...
So, come on, Yell. Give her some slack.
I also had a different accent when I was a child. That doesn't mean I can do it now.
Wait, what accent did you have as a child?
I really can't. It was a Boston accent. I can't do it.
What?
So,
oh my God, everyone tweet at Yael, have her relearn this accent. We need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Next episode is going to be entirely in that accent.
Yep.
What is the soup that is made of cream and clams? I forget the name of it.
Chowder. So, anyway.
This is the best show.
The whole montage where we see this history of Dr. Sean Rebecca was so beautiful.
It was.
And until we woke her up and she spoke, I was 100% in it.
Until she ruined it with that accent.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm awful.
It's just, and it's also just because you're like very deep into the Zoe Palmer like fandom, mm-hmm. and like you've heard a million different voices from her already.
Yeah.
So when one doesn't work for you, it really doesn't work for you.
I think so, but it also was that I wasn't expecting
That's fair.
That specifically. I don't know what I was, but that was not what I was expecting.
You know what's funny is I don't think it registered in my mind until like a few scenes later, and then I was like, wait, that's an accent.
It honestly grew on me. I had the same reaction you did, where I was like, "This is, come on now, girl, you could have done it better than that." But then, as I kind of continued, I think I know why she chose it. It's like you know, you want to talk about like stereotypes. It has like a knowledge to mm-hmm. it. You're like, oh, this is a knowledgeable person. And it has like, and she like whispered half of the lines, so there was this weight to everything she said. Yeah. She felt like the character who's like, "America, I'm going to save you." There's only one way. And you're just like, oh, okay, great, let's do it.
Even that accent also, was better.
To be fair, wait.
I'll be Zoe Palmer next season.
To be fair, it is the future, so the accent wouldn't be what you would expect it to be.
Ooh,
that
true.
Is fair.
That
true. Is true.
So that's like English mixed with, like, China has taken over.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, like in Firefly. It could,
yeah. Actually, it's probably Japan in this universe, if everyone's
right.
Like,
yes.
She's named Sophie.
That is true.
There's a lot of Japanese. Let's talk about, can we talk about that
yes,
later?
You can talk about it now.
Okay. I'm so interested in this, though.
We have a robot and a
which the chat is telling you to take the upgrade, Tari.
Take the upgrade.
Take the upgrade.
I can take the upgrade. Do you have it handy?
No, I don't bring
okay.
it.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not.
Oh, I have this space word.
How about this?
You thank you.
You take the upgrade. You lead. Go.
So but he brings up an interesting point just about the universe and where we're at. We talked about Earth Prime. The world that we know is 600 years ago. So where did society go? We do have a lot of like Easter eggs of Japanese, words and phrases and stuff like that. Mikkei. Maybe even sounds like a Japanese corporation.
Yeah.
So I feel like there is a lot of that, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably something that Melosi himself is kind of...
Melosi, a fan of Japanese culture?
It seems impossible, but maybe these connections could mean something. So I just feel like it's interesting to think about where that is and what that means. And is Xyron, like, analogous to a culture? Like, an actual culture? Or is it just, like, it's just one line of royalty who is just like, we're gonna have a planet now?
Well, I mean, based off of what you were saying, like, it does seem like Xyron is so influential that you could imagine that in the space race, maybe Japan was one of the first ones to start colonizing, which means that, like, a lot of the colonization from then on was essentially residual from their influence. And so, like, there are a lot of isms, just like we were talking last week when Android was like, you're a salary man. It was very much like a Japanese-influenced thing. Mm-hmm. So you could imagine that, like, they're the taste makers in terms of colonization.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk also a little bit about Android and her feelings once we met Dr. Shaw.
Yeah.
And the fact that she realized that her purpose was to be the body for this being. Yes, Natalie.
It was so emotional.
It was. She was so looking forward to meeting her creator, to doing this with Victor, and to, like, understand her purpose. And then her purpose is to hold space for someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does Robot Tari think?
Well, sorry, guys. I've had the upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I'm a real
I'm sorry.
Smooth.
It doesn't make you less of a robot.
That's true. But I'm Robrotari now.
Okay.
And
oh, no.
I must say that, I mean, I really did enjoy Android's, like, crisis of identity.
Mm-hmm.
Though, like, if you were to try to find kind of an analogous thing, you could imagine that she is almost like a Christy kind of figure, where, like, it's just hold
on.
Just
no, yeah.
hold
on.
We're hold still on, guys.
We're suspending the disbelief.
Okay. In that, like, you know, Christ was created to be a vessel for, or the representation of God on earth. Mm-hmm. And she is essentially, that's why when she was talking about it, she's like, "There, I was created for a greater purpose." Mm-hmm. And to further the advancement of this way of thinking, which is what Shawl had created her for. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately found a distance from that original purpose. So it's like if a Christ figure were to be created for the sole purpose of evangelizing, but then never received the message of what they were supposed to do, and then later found out that that's what they were, which I think is an interesting perspective to look at it from. Not to say that that was the intent,
but isn't that totally how it went? Didn't he not find out until he was like 33 or something? And then he was like, he was like 10 and then spent 15 years in the desert, like trying to figure 18. It out. 18 yes. years in the desert. Yeah, I don't pretend to know the Bibli.
He was 12.
I don't even know how you say that word.
Spent 18 years in the desert. Came back when he was 30.
Okay, great. Yes. So yeah, it took him a long time, though. I know. He like was piddling around, building stuff out of wood.
Right.
So I just have heard this story secondhand, you guys. Tweet at me. Jesus stories for real. No, don't do that. Yeah, but I think that's really interesting. Like a really interesting point that she would be created just for this higher purpose and that she would have to give up herself, give up her... her essence in order right. to like be to fulfill her purpose.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate though that it was brought into point that they've been there before. That Rebecca came and tried to give her nanites and save her, and it didn't work. And that when she saw what Android had become, she was like, "I'm not going to do this." So it's acknowledged that that's not still the plan.
Right.
Good.
But now we see that the upgraded nanites may or may not have worked.
Welp.
Okay.
Yes.
Huh?
Did you have something to add?
Not to that. I really want to talk about Rebecca and Portia, but like I want to finish this out before I do that.
Talk about Rebecca and Portia.
Okay. I mean, so I really liked the story about Shawl, Rebecca, Portia.
It was Rebecca at that point.
Yes. Yeah. Rebecca and Shawl and their whole relationship. Though I feel like it was a little bit of retconning to what we knew about that character. So like I want to say it was second season, when we met Dwarf Star and we kind of got her backstory that she was this abused, android and then like became Portia from there.
I believe we met Dr. Will Wheaton in season one.
Okay. Yes.
Rook.
Yes.
Also known as Dr. Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Right, of course.
More commonly known throughout yes. the galaxy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
And so now the like with the retcon, I wonder, it makes me wonder more how Rebecca became Portia in that like she went from being a captive to being essentially part of this giant revolution and being in love, and maybe it was seeing her girlfriend, I don't know if they had labels, like have this inoperable tumor and go into storage that like made her hard. But I don't know where that turn happened.
So I'm going to try to piece together this timeline.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was definitely put in properly.
Okay.
So we saw that Rebecca was built in Dwarf Star by Dr. Will Wheaton. Now we know that also Dr. Shawl was part of this.
Right.
And when she escaped, we saw a very quick scene last season where she sees that big tower, and then later we have the art of the big tower, which right. is on Earth. So this time we hear the story is that she escaped but had to go looking for Dr. Shawl.
Okay.
And that they realized they couldn't take her to the apartment, so then they found this place. So I think she escaped... was stuck looking around for help, found Dr. Shawl, made it to this place, saw her partner get sick and die, turned into Portia.
Okay. But, like, where in that... I guess since she was made to be a weapon, maybe that kind of is a reason why she is, like, so willing to kill. But I just don't feel like... I feel like now... I have less of a reason to believe that she would go from... Oh, well.
Oh, dude, I just think that she unlocked it for you, I think, right there. She had to sit there and, like, her strength is hurting people, right?
Right.
Like,
putting the hurt on people. Her love is dying. She can't do nothing but sit there and watch. Mm-hmm. And for her, for like an android, she's sitting there for millennia in her like little mind. So that is just the worst pain. And she sits there like, what, like it's the classic like turning over tables because you can't do nothing to help except hurt stuff. Mm. So I think you got it. I think that's it.
Well, okay. I think that. When she escaped from Dwarf Star, right? Dr. Shaw said she helped her. She gave her the protocol to do it, to get out. So she helped her with that first fighty anger weapony. But as we get to the memories, the android's memories, I think it was the third memory where we unlocked what turned Rebecca into Portia. And we will get to that in a second.
Sure. Melosi says, what made her hard? Well, maybe we'll get another piece to that puzzle in, episode 312.
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe. I would love it if we absolutely don't.
There's nothing, yeah.
Like, what about 312? That's where it is.
He also says Dr. Shaw was part of the team that created her. She was forced off of the project, and the rest of the team proceeded without her. Separated from her, she helped orchestrate her escape.
Yeah. So is that not what I meant?
It was, but okay. I'm thinking being you missed. I think you missed the part that Shaw was technically like fired or let go beforehand, right. And there was like that separation for a while,
which is why she couldn't find her when she escaped.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to take a moment,
please,
before we get into the memories that we got from the android.
Okay.
To thank our fans, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We ask you to do a very simple thing: go to iTunes, subscribe. And rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work. I love that this panel has finally
figured it out.
Yeah. The other stars don't work. We're never going to fix it. So there you go.
Nope.
If you not write a us a review and bang on your keyboard and give us 5 and/or 4 stars, we'll read it live on the air in Tari's sexy voice. But before that, I want to take a moment to thank our wonderful sponsors.
Let's talk about Arts and Entertainment. That's A&E, you guys. That channel is a wonderful channel, full of wonderful programs, and the one that you should be aware of that's going on pretty soon, and by pretty soon I mean now, is Leah Remini's Scientology and the Aftermath. This is 10 all-new episodes of an Emmy-nominated groundbreaking docuseries starring Leah Remini. Scientology and the Aftermath it returns on August 15th, so it's already here. It's happening now. Or is it not? I don't know what day it is. Is it the 15th? Not yet. So it's coming. It's coming soon. Forgive me. I'm elsewhere.
Time traveler.
this season, she continues her quest to give a voice to victims of this Church of Scientology. As she tells these true stories, she helps people take action, turning survivors into fighters, just like we do here on Dark Matter. Tying it all in. Revealing truths and seeking justice. Watch the first season on demand and in the A&E app, you guys. Consideration. Do talk about it, because the audience, you guys will love Leah. She admires bravery, and she is the face of the movement. So get it out there that this is a thing that people can do. You can talk about it. You can become another Leah Remini success story. Check it out, you guys. Docuseries, A&E, is happening right now.
Thanks.
Nice.
we do not have any new reviews.
Bom, bom, bom.
You know what the consequences are.
Before you do.
Oh, no.
I want to remind everyone.
Yep. I don't know what the consequences are.
You should.
This is now.
Here's the thing. When we have reviews, Tari reads them live on the air with his sexy voice. Right. Let's hear some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so pleasing for my
ears.
It's
real nice. And we have music that usually goes with it. It's gorgeous. When you don't,
well,
we get stuck with something else, which he's not going to do unless he has something actual to say. So let's talk about the android's memory.
Okay, let's talk about the android's memory.
So the first memory is 2 taking over the Raza because they don't want the android, which was, I think, the best. I love that we got to see that moment.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Because we never, like, established how she got the ship.
Yeah. Right.
That's we heard. How. Well, I mean, we heard that she'd killed the leader,
yeah,
or
Jasper
kicked him
off
or something.
Else.
So
yeah, but we,
like, we knew it happened. We just didn't get to see it, I just loved that.
Three
numbers. Mm-hmm. Not my strong suit, guys.
3 just sitting there eating.
Yeah, I was really the entire time. I loved it.
It felt so accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also loved how unprepared those two dudes were. They were like, we're going to put hands on you and look real scary. Oh, no! Yeah. We're putting hands on you made you turn into a murder machine. How are we to know? Only your reputation.
Well, no, did she have a reputation at that point?
Or was I guess not. Yeah. All right. Then they were just dumb.
At that point, they were like, Space we don't want your android on the ship. And she was like, here are logistical reasons that it makes sense. And they went, not good enough. And she went, oh, okay.
Okay, well, then it's not your ship anymore.
I tried to be reasonable.
Yeah, you saw it. You saw it. Yeah.
I like the three that was sitting there. Yeah. Boone. I miss that guy.
Boone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boone. Just shoot people. I miss that guy.
I mean, he's around now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's consolidated into the one person, one personality. I know. You don't have to like it, but it's happening.
And that Boone, or not specifically that Boone, but Alt Boone is that Boone, and he's just like chilling out, making out with Portia.
He's that Boone up till 11, though. Oh, yeah. He's like super that Boone.
Uh-huh.
I know I like him. All right, so the second memory that we have is this scene with 5 and 2, apparently after we chose not to space her. And the nanovirus has been set to reveal the hidden subroutines in the android. And we have this moment where we have, like, 2, and she's like, but her eyes. And she's like, she's a machine! No, she's not.
It was very sweet. She's not. It was very sweet.
Yeah. No, period. She's not. She's I like not. That a lot. That was really good.
Too many fields.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting to see Andrew going from, like, everybody saw her as android. Like, she's just an android. And throughout this episode, like, there's several points where it's like, you can't just call her an android. And, well, no, because she's special. So it's very cool to see her become, like, more of a human, even though technically she's not. Mm-hmm. Like, they see her as one.
I like that 5 was getting real sassy with 2.
Yeah. She's like, you were a bitch.
Super bitch, I thought she said.
Yeah. So good.
And I expected Portia to turn around and be like, you know, I could still shoot you in the face.
Like, yeah, right? Like...
You're not safe yet, bro. Calm down.
She's like, fair. I think she said something like, okay, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's like, I accept it. Like, whoa. Okay, Portia, damn.
And then the third memory, which at first felt like it was, I was like, really? We're watching Rio made her some chocolate pudding? Like, that's what we're watching in this third memory? That was not what the memory was. It was a trap.
I felt
tricked.
The memory was the trap.
The memory was a trap?
Yes.
Go on.
Okay. So I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to write down the memories. I'm like, all right. She eats pudding. No, that wasn't it. So he says to her that she's one of them. But then 2 comes in and is talking about Nova 17 is the location of the manufacturing facility. The Galactic Authority is in Rook's pocket. Rook is Dr. Will Wheaton. And that they will be, if they succeed, they'll be heading off a full-scale invasion. They got to finish cleaning up the mess they're working on for Ferris Corps. And then she says, we're going to deal with Griff first. And I believe that was the name that 6 was using.
Yeah.
So it's a memory. See what I'm saying? When I was like, it's about chocolate pudding. It's
I just was like, it's pudding. It's cute. Like, he's trying to teach her how to act like a human or something.
Well, she says, my awkwardness amuses you.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you're not an android. You're one of us.
Yeah. She also insulted him. She was like, you guys are unscrupulous garbage people.
Yes,
I know.
But you treat me nice. And he's like, okay, it's because you're garbage just like us.
Yeah. But that wasn't the memory, guys. That wasn't the important stuff.
Yeah, it's everything basically leading up to the pilot, essentially, like, right before, like, right after that scene, you could imagine they're like, all right, let's go into stasis, and then the pilot starts.
Yes. I think there was a little bit between then.
No.
Nope, it could happen.
Because they were about to kill 6, and so you could imagine that 5 was, like, right in the back corner when they said that. And she's like, typity-typity-type, memory wipes. And then they're like, stasis time! And then...
Right, but if they were about to kill... They just fall asleep.
And places, one was sneaking in there, yeah.
No, but what if they were... Sorry, just to correct your timeline here.
Okay, well, all right.
If their plan was, we'll deal with killing this guy first, let's go to stasis pod. You're missing a step.
What's that step?
They were on their way to kill someone. Yes?
Tara Graham says the Rio we saw was pre-memory wipe.
Yeah.
Which means that he was a good person.
He was fine. He's still a murderer.
They were still, they were still the most wanted people in the galaxy.
You mean he's a good person because he made chocolate pudding for the android?
Yeah.
Well, he was being nice to her.
When you're nice,
he likes the
you're
android.
Absolved.
Yeah. Okay.
He said to her, "I've always liked you."
Yeah.
Melosi also says, "I'm saying there are no good or evil characters on this show,
except for Misaki." Right.
Right. And now we're gonna get a poor, misunderstood Misaki.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. Wait for it.
You mean feels? I don't like feels.
She's real poor and misunderstood.
I suppose.
Okay. Let's talk about, speaking of the android, this whole episode's about her, which is really funny because this episode was a lot about two, but it felt more about the android than two.
I love that it was about the android.
Yeah. I appreciate all of the, like, questions being answered. I do like
you
that.
You do like answers.
So we have this scene where Three and the android are talking, because the whole episode, Three really has a problem with robots. He's like, I just don't trust them. I get it.
It's almost like his reasoning's founded somewhere.
Yeah, well, so he picked up that the Galactic Authority was going to, when they showed up, he was like, I think we should blame the androids. He, like, picked up that something was going on. And when he has this scene with the android at the end, he's like, because he's admitted that she's special, and he's given her whiskey, and it sounds like an apology. And I love the moment where she says, you tend to speak your mind without thinking of the consequences. And we have that in common. And it's one of those things I like about you.
Aww.
That was the only feelsy moment I liked.
It is the one way you are like a robot.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Sarah.
Okay.
Bom, bom, bom.
Sarah's got a body. Da, da, da,
da, da. Sarah's got a body.
Good job.
Da,
da, da, da, good job. Pick the song. Sarah's pick the wrong song.
Yeah.
We had a better song, but we were holding on to it.
It's true.
Yep.
It was in our hearts.
It was
time.
In our hearts. That was off the heart, you guys.
So, Android or Three convinces Sarah that she should go into an android body.
Yeah.
Which I feel like after the beginning of the episode where it's like, I don't trust them. If I were her, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know that you're going to love me. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Her first thought should have been like, I see what you're saying. I totally think it's a good idea, but I have a feeling you will stop loving me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally like he was like, I'm afraid of sharks. And she was like, oh my God, I'm going to get me a shark body. Honey! Like, this is a bad idea, hun. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to take it well.
Even though it was his idea.
Yeah.
Well, kind of his idea.
Inadvertently his idea.
Even though he presented it.
He agreed with it.
Right. Yeah. Though I feel like, for her, the idea of him not loving her is eclipsed by the idea of, like, escaping her virtual prison. Mm-hmm. And, like, even if he doesn't love her, she's still alive enough to go find something new.
Yeah.
So, like, the benefits highly outweigh the risks.
Okay.
That's my feeling. I don't... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's better off for her. Like, especially if she is able to get the free will unit and, like, have, mm-hmm. like, a life as an android, then totally. Like, great. Good for her. But, like, I almost feel like her character is so far gone in this, like, weird, obsessive kind of manipulation of her environment that is becoming kind of this sense of, like, power. And when she got in that body and she, like, looked at her hands, she's like, oh, this feels good. And you're like, you don't want someone to say that unless they're, like, Bruce Willis, like, about to go save people with no shoes on. And you're like, oh, please go save people, but don't, I don't know. It was very uneasy where you're like, oh, I think you're gonna rip someone's spine out or something. That's bad.
Well, I mean, you have to, in context, I mean, the last time she had a body, it was sickly and dying.
That's
so
fair.
The Absolutely. Idea of her being like,
she just
oh man,
healthy. She's like, I feel healthy.
Healthy. Yeah,
which is a thing.
I think she said strong
still don't
too.
Trust
don't
her
know.
Fully, so I don't like putting releasing her on the world. Like,
I didn't like her in the ship to begin with,
right? But then now we're like, oh, here's a body that's super powerful, and go have fun.
I'm bummed we didn't get the android or the Sarah consciousness inside the ship. That's like, I am the ship now. And that would have been so fun.
Mm-hmm. That would have been terrifying.
Absolutely. But what we would have had such... You guys, think of the Home Alone episode we could have had where everyone leaves the ship, but then Five's all alone, and then people come on the ship, and then Sarah helps her murder them all.
We had an episode where Five was all alone, and the people were on the ship,
I
and
feel like
trying
we've had a couple
murder.
Of ones like that. So.
But it could
and,
have
and
been
Sarah
with Joe Pesci,
yeah.
is what I'm getting
that's
at.
That's true.
Yeah.
There weren't any paint cans swinging from the ceiling.
This is what I'm saying.
You know? I... I think at the end when we see this moment where it's Shaw and Chase and Victor and Sarah in her body and they're like, you're one of us now, but also you're more dangerous because you have a human brain in an indestructible kind of body. I think that in a minute we'll go into predictions because I have lots of thoughts, but I didn't trust Sarah to begin with.
Mm-hmm. You trust her less now.
Yeah. Like, because at this point she's like, well, he's never going to love me, so I'm going to stay with these people.
I feel like she's more of a prisoner now.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think she woke up and was kind of a prisoner, but is now going to take lead.
Got it. Okay.
I think I agree with you, but
yeah,
it's not going to stay that way. She's going to be like, oh, I'm liberating these people. Yeah. Any final thoughts on the episode before we head into predictions? Or should we just watch that beautiful montage of Sean 2 again?
I just want to point out that in addition to the Android in 3's chat, there was an Android in 5 chat where Android was like, or I mean, 5 was like, we would, like, it doesn't matter. We would be lost without you.
Yeah, and there's the moment where Chase, the non-boybot, calls and is like, I'm going to fix what she wanted fixed. And Five is like, no.
Yeah. You don't know. You're not doing that because you'll be taking her. Even if it is her choice, it's like, but you're like permanently altering.
He made a good point, though, that like, he was like, I'm not asking you. It's her choice.
Right. Yeah, but like, we don't have a choice to alter. Like, part of being human is not being able to alter your own feelings and like, situations like that. Like, not by recoding yourself.
Tell me more about being human.
I'm just saying that, like, that. So, you know what?
No, tell us.
Yes.
No, they need. They legit need a lesson.
Yes.
No,
tell me about humanity.
Clearly, they need a lesson on how to be a human.
I am intrigued. Please tell me more about humanity.
We can't change it. So if she really wants to be more human, then you can't really just, like, disregard what you, like, you know, your feelings and emotions and, like, dial them back that way.
Yeah.
On any other show, I'd be like, wow, do you think, like, the android would be pissed when she finds out that she had this option? But I don't think she would.
No.
Yeah.
She's an android.
Flaws and all,
man. I don't know. Maybe that I feel like that's a good opportunity, though, to give her, like, throw us a curveball of, like, what if she gets really, like, upset about it? At 5. Like, just be like,
I don't think she'll get mad at 5.
I think it would be interesting for that to happen. Yeah, I don't think that would happen. That's why it would be crazy.
Okay.
How could you? He kissed me, and I wanted to do it again.
Wait,
Victor.
No, Victor.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. Right. Not.
Oh, that's right. Chase called. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mixing them up.
Chase
They're
kissed
so cute.
Me as well. It wasn't as good.
No. But I still would like to do it again to see if my impressions were correct.
Yes. Maybe at the same time, just to compare. Yes, I think that would be great.
I'm doing a lot of reading on the internet.
Bring 3 to my chambers.
I have lots of experiments to run. Bring as many men as you can.
Oh, no.
And thus, she turns into Wendy, the recreational bot. All right, head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Okay, in the promo for next week, we find, I assume we're at, wait for it, the location where the manufacturing facility is.
Yeah,
possibly.
Nova 17.
Nova 17, possibly.
Yes.
And they all have nanites, like 2, it's bodies with nanites, and they have fake identities. And then someone named Sergeant Morris, who may or may not be Galactic Authority, her people find 3 and 6, and she says, kill them! That's what's in the promo for next week.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
Oh.
Go.
Since the name of the episode is, it's Dwarf Star
Conspiracy.
Wait a second. Yes, this is one of the items that was in the list that 5 had said.
So it's not, none of it's going to be in there.
Right, so it was, so we've gotten, this is two weeks in a row where we will get pieces that were prophesied, further confirming that time isn't as malleable as we think. But also, it looks like Dwarf Star is essentially creating androids to take on, like, high ranking positions so that they can manipulate the flow of things, is what it seems like.
Do you mean that they are making advanced biosynthetic organisms and not androids?
I don't know, maybe.
That's, I think, what you mean, because that's what 2 is.
advanced biosynthetic
organisms.
Organisms.
Toondroid.
Abo.
They're making Toondroids.
Abo.
I like it.
Can we just call them like bio androids?
Okay.
Cyborgs. Are they cyborgs?
No, you know? They're not cyborgs.
Cyborgs no. 1, 2, 3.
Like, they're not cyborgs.
They're not like cyborgs, like if you say it like that.
Ooh, or automatons.
Like a bunch of, ooh, automatons.
Okay. Yeah, I like automatons.
Bunch of cyborgs and automatons.
Natalie, that's how we have any to say. Predictions?
For tomorrow, next week. Or next week's episode specifically?
Or the rest of the season? Or next season?
Or next season, just... all of just
tell us
seasons.
About season 7.
Well, we do have Jessica Bauer's prediction. She says Sarah's new body, though with the influence of Victor, will be interesting and worrisome, and the possibility of her trying to influence 3. And then Renji says, I think Sarah will die, but not sure what side she will end up like being on when that happens, because I have a feeling that our team is going to be against the Android Revolution. In some form.
I feel like they'd absolutely support it if it wasn't just murdering people.
Right, right. If it was, like, an actual noble cause.
If it was, like, the colonies are trying to become free and rule themselves, we'll whereas the androids are killing people. We see that when we see what actually happened with Anya's owner.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to a Matrix or something point where they're like, humanity is the disease. We are here to eradicate them.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense with Sarah.
Yeah.
She's human.
So maybe she's a sleeper agent. She's going to turn at the last second and die in the sad kind of moment, but then she's going to kind of redeem herself a little bit.
I kind of want 3 to kill her.
Oh, tragedy.
He has to do it, but then the look on her face is of gratitude, and she's like, you've released me. And then they like share a last kiss, and she fades.
And then Anders is there to pick up the pieces?
Yeah, and Anders is there like, buddy, I know how that feels. And then they like go get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we still need to know what the secret between Rio and Sarah is first.
Oh,
okay, like we're gonna figure out that thing first.
Yeah, maybe she goes to Rio right after this, and she's like, "I have to do something first." She goes on to Xyron, and she's like, "I have a body now. Use it."
Oh man! But before you get gross about it, that's a really interesting.
No, I actually believe that can happen.
Yeah, that's fair. But you bring up a really interesting point. What if the Android Liberation Front and Xyron team up and they tag team the galaxy? Not sexually.
I got so excited with where you were going.
I thought you meant like in a wrestling match.
Yes, like wrestling. They wrestle the galaxy, and it's gonna be good.
Real slobber knocker.
Okay, get out of here.
I have a question. With the new storyline that we have for Rebecca, by new I mean history of who Rebecca /Portia/2 is alt Rebecca the same?
Ooh. Oh, like alt history?
Yeah, like
Rebecca,
is her story the same? Is that how we got alt Portia? Because if that's the case, now that alt Portia is in this universe and Dr. Shaw is alive. Right? Dr. Shaw was saying that she doesn't really want to put her consciousness into the android now, even if, like, she can live or whatever, because her Portia, or her Rebecca's gone.
Right.
She doesn't have any memories of their time together, but alt Rebecca might.
I imagine it is the same, because we got that, the first time we met the alts, alt android was like, I am who I am because of 2, or because of Portia. So I think that their histories are exactly the same. Which means that what you're saying would be a delight.
It just means like the alternate universes basically began at the point of making the choice to recover their memories or not to recover their memories, is what you're saying. Like, if you're looking at it from time...
infinite amounts of other options.
This one specifically.
So,
it's like, at that point in time, that's when this alternate universe would have, like, split
off. I think Shaw's dead in that universe. I think she's super dead. But it wasn't at the hand... Like, it wasn't in a sad circumstance. It was just like, all right, some doctor died. I don't care. I'm a robot, and I got crazy needs to fulfill.
So, I disagree. I think in the alt world, alt Shaw is still
around,
frozen.
Because
she's sick, right? So she got sick. They put her in. They tried to save her with nanites. It failed. She went back in. So now that we have an upgraded 2, she put the upgraded nanites, and if that's going to save her, then Shaw is alive. Alt Portia is actually Rebecca and has the memory of their time together.
Does
team up?
Does alt
not
two
team
have
up, but be together? Right, yeah. But and make sweet, sweet love.
Right. That too. That
does
too.
All,
but
does,
I get that.
Does right? all
no,
two...
I'm trying to get them together.
Yeah.
I'm all that. For that.
Does Alt 2 have the super nanites, though? Because didn't we get...
No.
That's Alt, what I was
We got
wondering.
The super nanites in season one, I think, or season two, early seasons.
Yes.
Because of a friendship quest, essentially. Because of her friendship with the team of the mm-hmm. Raza. So, of course, other portion ain't getting that shit. She's super evil. She's not going to do any, like, friendship quests.
Right, but here's the new question is that you don't then think so? Could Dr. Shaw, in turn, give the new nanites to Alt? Or to Portia?
Right. Ooh, shish.
Yes,
which that's would then
good. Put, oh my god, my head!
Especially now that we've found all these new androids with the new nanites.
Right.
So there's a chance that she could. I have an additional... prediction,
yes.
And that I think that at some, I think that they're going to have to take out Victor, and but they're not going to want to destroy all these androids, and so essentially the androids are going to set up their own colony and try to join the League of Autonomous Worlds.
Oh, I love that prediction.
Cool. Yeah.
Do we have any other thoughts from the chat?
Robotown.
or corrections?
yes.
Just people agreeing.
There's a lot of agreeing, a lot of disagreeing. There's
that they want to see Shaw and Alt 2 together.
Probably just like interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Well, it'll be hard though because Alt 2 is already
no.
Those
are a bunch of the responses.
Yeah, but that is a great point.
What's the point?
So the point was that Alt Portia is with Alt Boone, but if Sarah is now evil, Alt Boone can have Sarah.
Ooh.
And then Shaw can have Alt Portia.
Yeah. Is that how it works? We're just going to like trade people and like, you get her and you stop being evil
the
now.
The thing is, Alt Portia and Alt Boone are together out of, I want to say mostly like...
Convenience?
Convenience. Yeah.
And so they're both in love with other people, right? Alt Boone had Sarah who got sick and died.
Yeah, but they both had that.
Yeah.
So they can convene.
The four of them will move together to their own planet.
What? That would be great.
Sister wives.
Yeah.
Sister friends. Their own spin-off show.
Yeah.
Dark Matter season four sister wives.
Yeah.
Dark Matters of the wives. I got it.
Dark matrimony, guys.
Damn it.
Yes.
Always.
Desperate Dark Matter wives. Okay.
Any other predictions from the peanut gallery?
Oh, man.
That's not the chat. That's you.
It's not the last.
Okay. I just want to be clear that I would never call the chat that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Linus. Okay, we can wrap this up now. We're done. That's the last joke.
All the bits.
The last joke. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Tari J. Miller. And thanks for joining us every week here, every Sunday at 4 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time.
I also want to throw in that if you love the Anders Lives shirts, they are available as long as Anders lives. Please find them at redbubble.com/people/OTTs. That's OTTEES. Also, the Killjoys After Show is not coming up next. It's been postponed until tomorrow night. Check Twitter. I'll announce it or something. But until next week, Natalie, where can people keep up with you?
You guys can find me at Natalie Dyer, NATALEEDYER, on all social media platforms and also on Welcome to the Dungeon Hole, which Andrew will tell you more about.
It's a podcast with D&D people. We got a Twitter and a SoundCloud, and check us out on iTunes. Welcome to the Dungeon Hole for all your D&D needs. I'm Andrew Mena. You can find me on Instagram at TheAndrewMena or on Twitter at Andrew Mena. I do stupid sounds.
I do smart sounds.
Ooh.
At Tari J. You can find me at Tari J, TARIJAY. That's on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on a podcast called Missing Out. It is me and the Lex Michael. We talk about, it's a retrospective on media, music, movies, television, and we share things we love. Also, those Anders Lives things are on Redbubble. If you go to redbubble.com/people/OTTs, you can find those and also other nerdy shirts. That's Redbubble. OTTs, your OTP.
I'm Yael Teagle, everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTYGIEL. Yep. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Sarah's got a body.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.